Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Switch Off Overthinking, 33 Ways to Calm Your Thoughts, Reduce Stress, Stop Negative Spirals, and Improve Mental Clarity is a practical self-help book by Chase Hill, a personal growth and stress management writer known for work on overthinking, boundaries, and emotional control. The book belongs to the mental wellness and self-improvement category, with a focus on rumination, anxiety-related thought loops, stress, and the difficulty of staying mentally clear in a high-stimulation environment. Its central promise is not to eliminate thought itself, but to help readers recognize when thinking has become repetitive, unproductive, and emotionally draining. Built around the switch-off method and a set of 33 techniques, the book emphasizes usable exercises rather than abstract theory. Hill presents overthinking as a pattern that can be identified, interrupted, and gradually weakened through repeated practice. The book is aimed at readers who want structured, accessible strategies for calmer thinking and more deliberate emotional responses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the switch-off method frames overthinking as a manageable pattern. The book is organized around the switch-off method, which gives readers a name structure for dealing with an overactive mind. Based on available descriptions, the method is designed to help readers identify the triggers and mental habits that keep them trapped in repetitive thought. This is important because overthinking often feels vague and uncontrollable. By presenting it as a pattern with recognizable starting points, the book makes the problem more concrete. A reader is encouraged to notice the moment when reflection shifts into rumination, when planning becomes indecision, or when concern becomes a negative spiral. The method appears to function less as a single formula and more as a practical framework for applying different techniques at the right moment. This gives the book a stronger shape than a simple list of tips. Its value lies in translating an internal experience into steps that can be observed and practiced. The approach is especially suited to readers who need language for what is happening in their mind before they can change it. Secondly, trigger recognition is treated as the first step toward mental relief. A major theme of switch-off overthinking is the need to pinpoint the triggers that set off mental spirals. This focus is practical because overthinking rarely begins in isolation. It is often activated by uncertainty, social tension, decision pressure, unresolved conflict, information overload, or fear of making mistakes. The book positions trigger awareness as a way to interrupt the automatic quality of rumination. If a reader can identify what tends to start the cycle, the response can become more deliberate rather than reactive. This also helps distinguish between a real problem that requires action and a mental loop that only repeats distress. The book does not appear to treat triggers as something to suppress forcefully. Instead, the language around gently dismantling them suggests a gradual approach. That distinction matters because trying to stop thoughts through pressure can often intensify them. By encouraging observation and targeted response, Hill makes trigger recognition a practical skill rather than a vague call to think positively. Thirdly, the 33 techniques emphasize action over passive reassurance. The subtitle highlights 33 ways to calm thoughts, reduce stress, stop negative spirals, and improve mental clarity. The number signals that the book is built as a toolkit rather than a long theoretical argument. This format is useful for readers whose overthinking shows up in different forms. Some may struggle most with racing thoughts at night, while others may experience decision paralysis, persistent worry, or emotional replay after conversations. A varied set of techniques gives readers options instead of implying that one method should work for every situation. The book is repeatedly described as action-oriented, which is a meaningful feature in the self-help category. Advice about anxiety and rumination can become passive if readers only understand the problem intellectually. Hill appears to place emphasis on applying strategies, testing them in daily life, and building consistency. This makes the book closer to a workbook-like guide than a purely reflective essay. Its practical strength depends on the reader engaging with the methods repeatedly rather than reading them once and expecting immediate change. Fourthly, modern information overload is presented as fuel for rumination. The book connects overthinking to contemporary pressures such as constant information, excessive choices, and the expectation of always being mentally available. This framing is useful because it prevents the issue from being reduced to personal weakness. Many readers experience mental fatigue because their attention is repeatedly pulled toward messages, decisions, news, comparisons, and obligations. In that environment, the mind can remain in a state of unfinished processing, which contributes to poor sleep, emotional unease, and difficulty making clear decisions. Hill treats overthinking as partly a response to overstimulation, not only as an internal personality flaw. This allows the book to address both thought patterns and the conditions that intensify them. The idea of switching off, therefore, has two meanings. It refers to calming internal chatter, but it also suggests creating boundaries around inputs that keep the mind activated. This theme gives the book relevance for readers who feel overwhelmed less by one specific crisis than by the continuous pressure of daily mental noise. Lastly, the book is accessible self-help, not a substitute for clinical care. Switch Off Overthinking is written for a broad audience, including people who experience occasional overthinking and those who may also deal with anxiety-related difficulties. Its accessible style, personal growth orientation, and practical techniques make it suitable for readers who want immediate tools without technical psychological language. At the same time, its category matters. This is a self-help guide, not a clinical manual or replacement for therapy, diagnosis, or medical treatment. That limitation does not reduce its usefulness, but it clarifies its proper role. The book can help readers build awareness, experiment with calming strategies, and develop better mental boundaries. For people facing severe anxiety, trauma, obsessive thought patterns, or significant impairment, it would be best used alongside professional support. The strength of the book lies in its low barrier to entry. It offers a structured starting point for readers who may feel overwhelmed by more academic psychology books. Its practical tone makes the subject approachable while still requiring personal effort and repetition. In conclusion, Switch Off Overthinking is best suited to readers who want a practical, plain language guide for interrupting repetitive worry, reducing stress, and building more mental clarity in everyday life. It will likely appeal to people who recognize that their thoughts are not simply active, but circular, exhausting, and often disconnected from useful action. The practical benefit is its emphasis on identifying triggers, applying targeted calming techniques, and practicing new responses rather than relying on reassurance alone. Intellectually, the book helps readers separate productive thinking from rumination, which is a useful distinction for decision-making, emotional regulation, and stress management. Compared with many books in the overthinking and anxiety self-help category, its distinguishing feature is the combination of a named Switch Off framework with a broad set of 33 techniques. That structure gives readers both an organizing method and multiple entry points, making the book more flexible than guides built around one dominant exercise. It also stands out through its focus on modern mental overload, where constant information and pressure to remain available keep the mind activated. Readers looking for clinical depth or research-heavy analysis may need a different kind of book, but those seeking accessible, action-focused guidance may find this a useful and structured starting point. If you would like to support Chase Hill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.